Yo, yo, what's up? This is J-Trick and welcome to another episode of the TrueCast. In this episode, I'll be previewing two of my brand new originals, as well as a stack of other exclusive tunes from the likes of Jay Cosmic, DOD, Will Sparks, Krunk, and Uberjack. Be sure to listen out towards the end where I'll be answering some questions from you guys as well. I'll also be previewing two fresh new tracks off my label Club Cartel Records, so keep an ear out for those. But let's get straight into it now with my brand new track, Toka. Check it out.
Fuck you. Outside, you're listening to our brand new track with Danbro called Soldier, out now on Club Cartel Records.
We'll be right back. Motherfucker.
tracks called Rambo. It's a collab with Dioro. Started about 6 months ago now, but should be out really soon.
Feeling so dope.
Banging the drum.
flowing, I'm feeling so dope. And I'm like, this shit lasts forever, I'm so mad that it won't. I hear the bass banging, the drums are flowing, I'm feeling so dope. And I'm like, this shit lasts forever, I'm so mad that it won't. Feeling so dope.
We're just about to wrap up this episode, but I've had a few questions from you guys, so here it goes. Zachariah asked, where do you see yourself in 3 years from now? Well, it's hard to think about where I see myself. Stuff changes all the time, but hopefully in a couple of years I'm touring internationally and working with some big labels and names. That will definitely be the goal. Dana asked, who do you really want to collab with? Well, I've always been a massive fan of Afrojack, so I'd say from a producer side, definitely Afrojack. But from a vocalist side, I'd say Kendrick Lamar or Eva Simmons for sure. Jamie asked, how do you stay motivated? Well, I find it pretty easy to stay motivated because I'm so passionate about what I do. But whenever the motivation isn't there, I always just try to listen to a lot of brand new music, watch some cool tour videos from artists that I follow, and just stuff like that to just get the motivation flowing. I think it's really important to set goals as well, especially goals that are achievable, so that you can kind of judge how you're going. And finally, Alex asked, what has been the best nightclub you've played in? Well, I'd have to say Pasha Sydney for sure. Just the production there is amazing and just reminds me of clubs from overseas. It's a really cool vibe, so I'd definitely say that. And I'm playing there on the 15th of Feb with Scandal as well, so anyone in Sydney, make sure you get down there. Anyway, that's about all we have time for in this episode, but hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back soon for episode 12. Peace.